Let us look at an example which covers a 2-year period. Ride Limited has annual pre-tax profits after depreciation of £240,000. The company buys an asset for £180,000 in the year ended 31st of March 2011. This is depreciated on a straight line basis over 10 years. Thus, in our corporation tax calculation, we need to add back the depreciation charged. The company claims a writing down allowance on the asset at the usual 20% per annum. This is deducted in the calculation. This gives us taxable profits of £222,000 and a corporation tax charge of £62,160, based on the financial year 2010 full tax rate of 28%. This sometimes confuses shareholders, as they expect the CT charge to be a simple 28% of the profit before tax figure, which would make the expected tax figure £67,200. The difference between this expected tax charge and the actual tax charge is the deferred tax charge. As can be seen, the deferred tax figure of £5,040 is an accounting adjustment representing the timing differences arising from the difference between the depreciation charge for accounts purposes and the capital allowance deduction for tax purposes. It is the balancing figure in this case where there are only timing differences. Let us now consider the year ended 31st of March 2012 for Ride Limited. The profit before tax is again £240,000. We add back the depreciation. Again, this is £18,000 on a straight line basis. Next, we deduct the capital allowance charge. The tax written down value brought forward at the start of this year is £144,000. Therefore, the capital allowance charge is 20% of this, giving £28,800. This leaves us with taxable profits of £229,200. The CT charge for financial year 2011 is based on a tax rate of 27%, giving £61,884. The expected tax charge is £64,800, based on the profit before tax of £140,000 at 27%. The deferred tax charge is again the difference between this expected tax figure and the actual tax charge we just calculated. For the year ended 31st of March 2012, the deferred tax charge is thus £2,916. The reason that this deferred tax charge has arisen in this case is due to the timing difference between the depreciation expense in the accounts and the capital allowances that are deducted for tax purposes. Eventually, the whole of the £180,000 cost of the asset will have been deducted both as depreciation in the accounts and as capital allowances in the tax computation. The deferred tax charge smooths out the inconsistency between the depreciation rate used for accounts purposes and the rate used for tax purposes. Deferred tax impacts the profit and loss account as follows. Our profit before tax is £240,000 each year. From this, we deduct the actual corporation tax charge each year based on the taxable profits we calculated for each year. We then also deduct our deferred tax charge each year to arrive at the profit after tax. You will note the total tax charge, adding together the deferred tax and corporation tax charges for the years in question, are £67,200 and £64,800, which is 28% and 27% of the profit before tax, respectively. It should be noted that timing differences can also arise in respect of accruals for pension costs and other post-retirement benefits that will be deductible for tax purposes only when paid. The elimination of unrealized intra-group profits on consolidation and unrelieved losses.
That concludes this session on the relationship between tax law and accounting practice.